Hey, good Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We're talking about abiding in Christ, and we've talked about the importance of being at home in Him and Him being at home in us, and that's what abiding means. We've talked about the blessings of abiding. We've talked about the evidences of us being in Him and at home in Him and He at home in us. You know, we find out that the Scripture tells us that the unbeliever does not abide in Christ. He's not at home in Jesus. The unbeliever who is not at home in Jesus does not bear spiritual fruit. The unbeliever that is not at home in Jesus, who is outside of Christ, is in danger of being burned up. And there are a lot of ramifications to what that means, especially when it comes to not just this life, but the afterlife and the experience of what that's going to be like. Jesus said, if anyone doesn't abide in me, if they don't make their home in me, have not believed on me, he's thrown away as a branch and dries up. They gather them, cast them into the fire, and they're burned. There's a waste. There's a waste of a life when you have not believed and found your home in the Messiah. Now, here's the thing. Are there things, if we are believers, that you and I can do to help us enjoy and experience our abiding in ever greater degrees? And there is, yes. It's kind of like living in a place, a location, a city, or whatever. You move there. You make your home there. You begin to explore. You can build. You improve. You remodel. You may travel. You listen. You learn about your location. If you move to a new place and a new home, you're going to begin to experience. You're going to branch out and begin to look for and enjoy all that you have there in your new location. And again, there's things you can do that. Again, it may be that you're improving it. It may be that you travel around, you visit new places there, you learn about its history, you learn what wonderful things have happened in the past, even tragedies that have been experienced there. There are lots of things that you can do exploring-wise and effort that you will put forth on your part to enhance the experience of where you're living, where your home is at now. It doesn't mean, it's not going to mean that, you staying there depends upon you doing these things. No, but your experience, you could stay right in your house and never branch out, but you won't ever get to experience all that's around you if you don't branch out and don't instill some practices and make some decisions to begin to enjoy your new location. The same thing as a believer. You're a believing in Christ. You're in Him. If you don't put into practice things in your life like spiritual practices, you're going to miss out on the beauty that is all around you and the beauty that is within you and in Christ and in His Word and the joy of what it means to really abide in Him. You know, we can practice spiritual disciplines, prayer, studying Scripture, fasting, fellowshipping with other believers, learning about the being still, quiet, and silent before the Lord, learning how to just sit before Him and listen. You can see that, the Scripture talks a great deal about being still and knowing that He is God. It talks about listening to Him. It talks about communion with Him, beholding Him in prayer, you beholding Him in the Word. We behold Him through the gospel, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we are transformed by what we see. We are changed into His image. We are not conformed to the image of this world, but we are being conformed to the image of Christ as our mind is renewed. Renewing our mind with the Word of God, with the truth of God, enables us to experience the joy and the reality of our abiding in Him. We're discovering the landscape of our new home that is in Christ. We are discovering Him. We are getting to know Him. We are becoming like Him because we are diving into the ocean of God's infinite greatness, infinite love, infinite glory, and discovering these things. He's our new home, and we are finding out everything we can about Him. You know, I've known many people who have lived in locations all of their life, and then they branch out. And maybe up to that point, they never really branched out a whole lot, but they start branching out, and they may have been there 50 or 60 years, and they say, you know what? I never knew this was here. I never knew this was available to me. I never knew this about my hometown. Because they start branching out and begin to learn those things, and it impacts their experience of where they live, where their home is at. It impacts it. It enhances it. It makes it better. It becomes more of a fruitful experience for them living there because they're getting out and exploring. The same thing, when you make your home in Jesus, you get out and you explore Christ. You explore God. You know, the Holy Spirit takes us, according to Paul in Corinthians, and takes us into the depths of the person of Christ, the depths of the person of God. And we discover new things about Him constantly, and we're growing, and we're being transformed, and we are changing. But here's the thing. Focusing on Him, practicing spiritual practices. I mean, and there's lots and lots of them. Confession, fasting, prayer, meditation, studying the Scripture, listening to the Word of God, fellowshipping with other believers. There's just a lot of things we can do to enhance this relationship. But here's the thing. None of these things make you abide. None of those things will keep you abiding. They simply allow you to experience a reality that is already yours by virtue of the fact that you have believed the gospel and you are now in Christ as a result of trusting Him. You're at home in Him. He is now at home in you. Rest. Be grateful for your new home. Explore. Enjoy it. And we have to learn to be at home in one particular area. And it's hard for us a lot of times to be at home in this area. And we have to learn to be at home in His love. John 15:9-12, Jesus said, "Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love." Woo! The Father has love for Jesus that is perfect. And just as the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves us. Woohoo, that is good news. He loves us that way. Abide in that love. Be at home in that love. It's hard for us sometimes to let ourselves be loved by God, isn't it? It's hard for us sometimes to believe that God loves us the way He loves us because we know us. We look in the mirror every morning and we know the realities we're dealing with. Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I've spoken to you so that your joy, my joy, may be in you and that your joy may be full joy in your life. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. And greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." You are my friends now if you do what I command you. Abide in me. Believe the gospel. Be at home. Receive the love of God and then give the love of God away. Joyfully abide in Him. I hope that's your experience today as a believer, that you are experiencing being at home in Christ and Christ being at home in you. Well, that's all we're going to do today. Lord willing, we will be back with you on Monday. No podcast tomorrow. I'll give you an early Shabbat Shalom. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be yours both now and evermore. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you, Lord willing, on Monday.